Senator Cory Booker has largely fueled his campaigns for New Jersey Senate with major donors and outside money rather than small donors, a pattern that could be a political liability as he weighs a presidential run. Wall Street Journal reporter Julie Bykowitz says grassroots support has taken on such importance in Democratic politics that for the first time, the Democratic National Committee expects to include some kind of small money metric in its debate qualifications. Julie, what did you look at?
I concentrated on Senator Booker because when I looked at fundraising records over the years for the senators who are considering running for president, and there are quite a few of them, I found that Senator Booker had a surprisingly low percentage of small donor funding throughout his Senate campaigns. And as you may guess, you know, he hasn't run since 2014, but senators continue to raise money all across the years because you can't just do everything in one year when you're up for office. So his percentage of small donor money, and that's defined as $200 or less from a donor, is at 11%. And just for comparative purposes, people like Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, they're both well above 50% for their small donor fundraising base. So I just wanted to explore a little bit about why Senator Booker hasn't been able to sort of translate with small donors where some of his colleagues have been.
Yeah, and as you point out, Ms. Warren and Mr. Sanders have run far more frequent more recent campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Are his numbers growing?
His numbers are growing, but one interesting thing to look at is the last 2 years. And that's an important period, whether you were running for office or not, because it followed the election of President Trump and the enthusiasm that grew just exponentially among Democratic donors who were eager to give to anyone and everyone who was on the sort of the Democratic side of the ticket and, you know, talking to supporters about President Trump or about their policies. We saw really explosive growth among small donors in the 2018 midterm elections, and even before that, candidates were able to capitalize on the enthusiasm by, you know, messaging with their supporters, you know, sending out frequent email missives, advertising on Facebook, et cetera. And the person who really capitalized on that more than anyone that I found in my FEC analysis is Senator Kamala Harris, who had a very low small donor percentage when she ran for office in 2016. I think I found that it was around 14%. But just through her work on Facebook and emailing with supporters, was able to raise her profile with small donors such that now about 75% of her money comes from small donors. So that really shows how people could have capitalized on the past couple of years.
So she's got a good infrastructure.
She does. Yeah. She seems to have hired digital firms that really specialize in this. And again, it's sort of the commitment to, you know, asking for money from the grassroots.
So what can Senator Booker do then to help himself?
Well, at this point, he hasn't made anything official as far as whether he's going to run for president. But of course, all of these candidates or potential candidates are out talking to people who they'd like to have on their team. And he's been in talks with the woman who ran Hillary Clinton's digital program in 2016. Now, some people sort of wave that off saying, well, Hillary Clinton didn't win. Why would you want to hire anyone from a losing team? But this woman has, her name's Jenna Lowenstein. She's got years of track record in digital sort of fundraising and communicating with voters and supporters online. So she would be a big hire for him and really have the ability to sort of tap into small donors in a way that he hasn't yet.
We're speaking with Julie Bykowitz, Wall Street Journal national political reporter. Her piece is called "For Democrats in 2020, Small Donors Are a Gauge of Fundraising Success." You point out in the story, though, that a super PAC has been formed for Senator Booker, right? Although he's not in love with it or he hasn't endorsed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on the other side of the equation, of course, is the big money. And, you know, looking at historically Senator Booker's campaigns, he has made use of larger donors. He's had super PACs kind of on the sidelines helping him out in various races. And so once again, there's a person who's sort of a longtime friend and fundraiser for Senator Booker who has already registered a super PAC called Dream United. And his name is Steve Phillips. He's a San Francisco attorney. I talked to him for this story, and his argument is that he wants his super PAC to focus, you know, not just on promoting Senator Booker, but on engaging African-American voters.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Bykowitz, Wall Street Journal reporter.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.